This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm your host, Muhammad Nuruddin Lemu, and with me to discuss how to bring back electricity and chemistry into married life is our dear Sheikh, brother, consultant, and daddy in subjects to do with personal development, self-improvement, family growth, Islamic education, and the upliftment of Muslims as a whole. Our dear brother from South Africa, Sheikh Idris Hamisa. The question I'd like you to help us with this time is, when couples find that the chemistry in their relationship, the electricity in their relationship seems to be dying out, things are getting bland, what would be your suggestions regarding how to improve their feelings, positive feelings toward each other, and make themselves happier in those relationships?
You see, one of the things that I found that we very seldom do is celebrate our relationship. I talk about myself. We have a public persona. People say, oh, what a wonderful guy you are. And my wife says in a murmur, hey, I'm staying with him, I know him, you know. So we have that. So as a result, what happens is this. We must regard every interaction with your spouse as a new interaction. We must not be predictable. And you find that sometimes when couples, when they do get married, they are in the same plane spiritually, emotionally, in everything. And suddenly you find one person outgrows the other intellectually and spiritually. And you find there isn't the same kind of stimulation of the heart and in the mind. So the first thing I say, do not be predictable. The second important thing is this, is to open the doors of communication. In other words, you rather do a biopsy rather than an autopsy. And every day you talk about your feelings, where your partner tells you what she likes. She loves it when you do this. She loves it when you do that. And so on and so forth. You have that discussion.
So this is not just talking about your day.
No.
Talking about your feelings.
Feelings, very important. Because in any marital relationship, you know, if you are not able to express your feelings, you know, and you are afraid to express your feelings, there's a real problem in that relationship. Sometimes we can be so chauvinistic, right? We come back, we are tired, we want our wives to serve us, class, it's over, right? And that's a problem. The communication is very, very critical. The third critical aspect is this. You know, I really believe in life. Yes, there's no true Jannah on this earth. But it doesn't mean your home has to be hell on this earth. I mean, when I look back, and it's anecdotal, I know, but it's my own life. I'm married now for 30-odd years, right? These are the best years of my life. I was speaking the other day to Sheikh Limu, and he was telling me about his wonderful wife, Sheikha Aisha. And he said, you know, Brother Idris, she and I married for 45 years. Not once did we have a hostile word. And that is rare, unique. It reflects the maturity. It reflects that the true about the image of what garments done to each other, protecting each other, being there for each other, beautifying each other. That's a beautiful thing. Now, you see, as you grow older, you find there are different priorities in your life. It's about emotional togetherness. It's about aesthetic togetherness, enjoying beautiful things together. It's about crisis togetherness when you are doing, we are looking at crisis together. It's operational togetherness when you are dealing with day-to-day issues together. And that is so fundamental. It's about taking it to another level. Like, to end it off, I tell my wife and I tell people, when you get married, basically, there are two things must take place. Firstly, you are adjusting to the institution of marriage. And the other thing, you are adjusting to the individual. And I tell my wife, if she's not going to help me to attain eternal bliss, then what's the use of my marriage to you? So I think there are practical things that need to be done. And I've come across also many people who come to me for help, who tell me my feelings are dead. I say, give me a chance. Because people know me in South Africa as a doctor of love. A doctor of love. And I guide them, and many of them, not all of them, many of them find that the relationship is on another level. It's not putting a less the plus. We need to look at the wounds. We need to look at what caused those wounds. And we say, we are yet to heal you.
So celebrate marriage, communicate feelings, and do as much as you can together, and more importantly, to help each other reach the hereafter safely. Thank you very much. Inshallah, until next time, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.